For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, February the 6th. Let's start, first of all, with Lisa Rohmiller, City of Columbia. And we're going to talk about tree keepers?
Tree keepers.
What are tree keepers?
It's a volunteer program with the City of Columbia. Volunteers come to a set of three classes where they learn about tree care and maintenance.
Well, we talked about this last year, didn't we?
Yes, it's that time again, and I've got a roster with about 12 more spots on it for potential tree keepers.
Okay, so you're looking for 12 more people who will volunteer to take care of trees.
Yes.
How much time is it going to take care of these trees?
We ask them to give 36 hours of service cumulatively, however long it takes them, at Saturday morning projects that are kind of scheduled randomly throughout the warmer months of
the
year.
Okay, so they don't have to commit to every Saturday morning.
No, that wouldn't fit.
But you're asking, say, can you give us 36 hours of your time over a 4, 5, 6 month period? Is that right? Over the summer period?
Longer than that if needed.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they going to be doing as tree keepers?
Planting new trees, pruning, helping remove invasive species, just working alongside the forestry crew and Parks and Rec staff, really just helping accomplish larger projects.
That's nice. And is there any training that goes into this?
That's what the classes, what the roster is about. The tree keepers need to come to three different classes. They're all in 1 week this year, February 21st, 23rd, and 25th.
Okay.
That's a Tuesday night, a Thursday night, and a Saturday morning.
And how long do the classes last?
2 to 3 hours apiece, and then you're graduated.
Yeah. Oh, and you graduate with a cap and gown and
well, a t-shirt.
Okay. But you know what's so nice about this? First of all, they're going to be working when they actually go out and volunteer. You're going to be working outside with trees in the open air, and you have an opportunity to make new friends.
Definitely.
And giving back to the community. That's important.
Right. It's a fun, fresh air, bright Saturday morning, and you come out and work with people that you develop friendship with or people that you might not see every time you come out. But it's folks who are interested in horticulture and environmental concerns.
Now, what's the phone number to call for information or to sign up for this?
874-7499.
Okay, and the operators, you have an entire bank of operators that are waiting there right now.
Lisa in her voicemail, yes.
Okay, so the bank of operators are standing by to take your call if you'd like to give some time as tree keepers to get out and work in the open air and help the environment.
Yes, the classes are once a year, so if you're interested,
you need to do it now.
Give me a call. That's right.
Okay, what's your phone number again, Lisa?
874-7499.
874-7499. And that wonderful lady is waiting to hear from you right now.
Yes.
Lisa Rohmiller, thank you so
much, Paul,
for coming by. Now, our next two guests are with Columbia Cares for Kids. We have Brian White. Good to have you here, Brian.
Thanks for having us.
And Melinda Masters, it's a pleasure to have you here. Did you put enough money in that meter for parking?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay, all right.
We've got 20 more minutes.
I know we were concerned about that. But you're here, Columbia Cares for Kids. You've got an author coming to town, right?
We do. We're really excited to be promoting our next project, which is Dr. David Walsh. He's a national expert on children, parenting, family life. He's written his many, many books. He's a bestseller. But this book is called Smart Parenting, Smarter Kids. And it really is a book for parents and professionals about understanding a child's brain development. And if you understand that, then how can you maximize those special opportunities that are happening in that child's brain so that they are successful in school?
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Well, he's got so many great tips in here. He goes really deep into some of the brain science, but then he wraps up every chapter with do's and don'ts. So, for instance, he would say what parents and teachers need to know is what children's brains need, and they need simple things. They need lots of exercise. exercise is a fuel for the brain.
You're talking about physical exercise.
Physical movement. It doesn't have to be any formal sports, just physical movement.
A kid that's just sitting there watching television or playing video games, even though they're exercising their brain with the video games, it's not really that good for the brain.
Exactly.
And they need exercise.
Correct. And he actually is sort of an expert on media and what that does in terms of a child's achievement and development. So he has a lot of expertise in that
probably
area.
Probably it's not good, is it?
It's probably not best. What we know and what his research shows and his books show is real life experiences of how children learn best.
Yeah, like getting out and being a tree keeper with Lisa Romo.
That's right. That's
that
right.
That would be good.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's all going to be covered at this conference when he comes in. What do you want to add to this, Brian?
Well, basically, it's just a free workshop that we're offering for Columbia families, and we're anticipating 350 or 400 will be there. But on top of that, we've already got more than 300 that are registered professionals that are registered to go through workshops.
Well, how many people can you handle?
We can handle as many as come our way, actually. Smith & Middle School is a big building, and it can accommodate a large crew. And then our professional development workshops we've got scattered in various places around town. He's not just going to be educating the community on the early childhood brain. He's also an expert in the area of adolescent brain development. And really, that's kind of the second most heightened period in a brain's development would be those adolescent years.
Mm-hmm. And what years are we talking about with adolescents?
Glenda, can you?
He would say, 12 to young adulthood, 12, 13, the teen years. Mm-hmm. So typically that ranges from 13 to about 20.
And that is the second most important period of brain development? Mm-hmm.
And really, a lot of those behaviors that we describe as that typical adolescent, the person that we hate or we don't want to be around, they're actually, it's very normal, the behaviors that we see from them, and it's their brain at work that's causing all of that. So, that's very, very important for information for professionals and family members to understand.
Sure. Is there a charge for this conference?
There will be no charge for any of them. It's all being funded through the Children's Trust Fund.
Okay.
And he's here for 3 days. So it's not just a one-time deal. He's here for...
So the 3 days are?
February 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay.
But the community event that we're really promoting is February the 9th. That's a Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 at Smithton Middle School. And that's open to anyone in the community.
Okay. And there's a pretty good chance you come, you're going to learn a lot.
And the first 200 people will get a free copy of this book.
Smart Parenting, Smarter Kids.
That's right.
So the first 300 people come?
First 200.
First 200, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. And you're expecting 1,000 people or more?
We'd love to have 1,000.
Okay. Can they call for information or just show up?
They can call 443-8706. That would be Central Missouri Community Action. Or they can also follow us on Facebook. Just search Columbia Cares for Kids on Facebook, and we're going to have all of our events posted on there with details. So
thank you so much for coming by. Oh,
thanks.
Pleasure meeting you.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, Belinda, I know you have to go because you got to feed that meter, right?
See you, thanks.
All right, our show directed by... They are leaving. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Wait till we get off. Audio is Pat Akers. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. Okay, you can go out the door now.
I think we're done.